AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's not a very joyous Easter in Kenya.
Our nation is once again in a profound state of mourning.
Government officials have identified one of the gunmen involved in the deadly attack on Garissa University College. He was the son of a government official. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta offered a prayer.
Let us all just take a moment to remember those who died and pray for eternal repose of their souls. Let us also pray for those who were injured and for solace to all affected families.
Security is tight today at a Catholic church in Garissa, which was attacked by militants almost 3 years ago. At the Vatican, Pope Francis included prayers for the people in Kenya in his Easter message. He also prayed for those involved in nuclear talks with Iran.
Affidiamo al Signore.
We entrust
che tanto misericordioso
to the merciful Lord
raggiunga in questi giorni a Lausanne,
the framework recently agreed to in Lausanne.
Verso un mondo
that
più
it may be a definitive step.
He also hopes it's an opportunity to make the world safer. If your college hoop brackets have Wisconsin and Duke playing for the championship, congratulations. This is the matchup tomorrow night in Indianapolis. Wisconsin beat previously unbeaten Kentucky 71-64. Wisconsin's Sam Decker says they didn't worry after trailing in the second half.
We got down today a little bit, but we didn't change our expression. We didn't change what we did. We didn't freak out. We knew if we played our game, we'd get back into it and come back and call back, and that's what we're able to do.
Kentucky's Aaron Harrison says the loss won't detract what they did.
We had a lot of fun this season, one of the best times of my life, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. We didn't finish like we were supposed to, and we got beat, so they deserve the game.
Harrison apologized for directing an obscenity and a racial slur at Wisconsin's Frank Comiskey during post-game news conference. Duke beat Michigan State last night. This is AP Radio News. Self-driving cars, they're the talk of the New York Auto Show.
Car makers showing off their new models at the New York Auto Show say they're not afraid of a future in which the cars drive themselves.
The technology is already here.
John Hansen at Toyota says a lot of car companies are already working with self-driving cars. How quickly they're on the market depends mainly on when the technology becomes affordable and how soon the social issues are ironed out.
Regulatory issues. And just consumers getting their head around the fact that the car is smart enough to trust.
Don't expect the change to be sudden. It's not as if in 2019 you drive the car, and in 2020 the car drives you. Warren Levinson, New York.
A gay student in Monroe, Louisiana says she will skip her prom. The principal won't let her wear a tux. Claudetia Love is one of the school's top students. She planned on going to the prom with a group of friends, but the principal says there is a dress code and no tux. Love is going to talk to the superintendent. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.